Hello, everybody. This is the Divinity School of Oxford University. Anyway, the university had a purpose-built library from 1320 in St. Mary the Virgin, the University Church. But then in 1488, a new library was built just above there, just up there, called Duke Humphrey's Library. He's the younger half-brother of King Henry V, Humphrey, the Duke of Gloucester. And there were all those books. There were 281 of them, mostly handwritten. Because printing had only just come to Europe. So in 1550, most of those books were burnt because they said that Catholicism was true and the Reformation had occurred. What else happened regarding libraries in this area? There was a man called Sir Thomas Bodley, a very wealthy former diplomat. He married a rich widow. And anyway, he donated his personal library and his fortune to help build the Bodleian Library, but they only began building that after he died. But in 1610, he made an agreement with the Stationers' Company saying that a copy of every book printed in the realm would be given for free to this library, so it's a copyright library. Then in 1624, they began to extend Duke Humphrey's library, this was using some of the money from Sir Thomas Bodley. They began the old school's quadrangle, which is outside here. What else? The Bodleian Library had over 1 million volumes by 1900. What else would you want to know about here at the Divinity School? Divinity meaning religious studies, and this is where exams took place, all oral and in Latin, regardless of subject. They weren't just studying Latin, but it was, if they were studying law or biology or philosophy or anything, it was all in Latin, the texts were in Latin. And so the people would sit in these pulpits, and it wasn't just the dons and the professors could question the undergraduates. It was anybody who could come along. So someone who hated you, another undergraduate could question you. Look here, the Drake chair made from wood from Sir Francis Drake's ship, the Golden Hind, the one that sailed most of the way around the world. So they dismantled it and built this. And look, there it's got that poem in Latin inscribed in it. Look at the little angel's face. So marvellous handiwork. You see the detail carved into these wooden faces, for instance. They don't make them like that anymore. And then look at this chest here belonging to Sir Thomas Bodley. And they got the coat of arms of the university, Dominus Illuminati Omeia, the Lord is my light, the three crowns on that navy blue. Look at the little bird there. And all the locks for his strong box. And look how intricate the lock was there, right? So he gave this in his will to the library. Then if you look up here, look at the ceiling, you look at various coats of arms, various initials of the donors to build this divinity school, and indeed the main mason, William Orchard. So through that way, that is a convocation house, as in for meetings of the dons. There's also another room which sort of functioned as a courtroom around there. Now these days, if you're graduating, you come in here, you take off your short gown as an undergraduate, put in a long gown as a graduate, and you ceremonially process through this door, and that's the Sheldonian Theatre behind. Right, is there anything else you might want to know about the Divinity School? It featured in various Harry Potter films. I hope you're getting some idea of the dimensions of the place. So the Convocation House, if you can go in, we can't go in, it looks a bit like that on the inside. That's through the room, okay, as in they convoke. The people gather there. Anything else you might want to know about the Divinity School? So it hasn't been used for teaching for about 200 years. It was used in Professor Morse quite a lot.